the perfect tackle. Chances are you may very well have heard those words thrown around in the news lately, in the context of our very own football code, AFL. On Saturday, August 5, Collingwood ruckman Brodie Grundy took kangaroo forward Ben Brown to the ground in what was described by his coach Nathan Buckley as the perfect tackle. The perfect tackle which now has Grundy on the sidelines until round 23. With his team missing out on the top eight, he misses two of the last three rounds of the 2017 season for doing an absolute textbook tackle. If you haven't seen the footage or you don't follow the AFL, basically footballers are taught from a young age that the way to tackle is to pin a player's arms to their sides and tackle them to the ground. On August 5, Grundy did just that. However, Brown's head was headed for the turf and Grundy didn't let go of his arms, which saw the Kangaroo star knocked cold and taken off the field on a stretcher. Quite correctly, Grundy was awarded the free kick by the umpires for Brown holding the ball. Grundy did not engage in a high or dangerous tackle, but the incident was assessed by the match review panel after the game as careless conduct with high impact to the head. Grundy wasn't being malicious, he was being old school, and it worked during the game, but now he must watch from the sidelines.
It was a perfect tackle. It's just unfortunate that these days, it all depends where the player's head hits. If he hits the ground and gets hurt, he can get suspended for 1 or 2 weeks, although you've executed a perfect tackle.
Yeah, that's how we've always been taught from a young age. You're always told to pin their arms in and tackle them to the ground. It was a good tackle. There shouldn't have been anything wrong with it. It's always going to be part, you know, it's a physical game. You're always going to end up with some sort of injury at some point throughout your football career. So, you know, the umpires need to look after you to a certain point. But, you know, you can't continually change the way things are when you've been taught from a young age to do something.
And was it the perfect tackle?
I think it was.
You won't have perfect tackles anymore. You know, people will be too scared to sling players around or to bring them to the ground. You know, it's ridiculous.
Those were a few comments from local Sydney footballers who have noticed their game changing. A week before Grundy's tackle, 2016 Brownlow medalist Patrick Dangerfield from the Geelong Cats was handed a one-match suspension for engaging in rough conduct with medium impact to the head. Many Cats supporters turned to their team's Facebook page to comment on Dangerfield's suspension, with one fan saying, "The AFL is turning our game into a non-contact sport, and decisions like this simply shouldn't be allowed to happen." Another fan said that the fact that there was no malicious intent by Dangerfield meant he should not be suspended. However, a combination of the millions of dollars paid out to past NFL players in the US and players' health in general has seen the AFL take a strong stance on head knocks this season. Knowing the long-term ramifications of traumatic brain injuries, which does include suicide due to depression, means the perfect tackle is not so perfect anymore. Despite whether we believe the match review panel's decisions were right or wrong, what it does mean is that AFL is changing and tackling techniques will have to change across all grades of football. Pennyhills Demons AFL club coach Todd Williams spoke to 2SER about the effect this decision by the match review panel has on local football and coaching techniques.
Well, I think the emphasis changes to whoever's making the tackle, it is their responsibility to make sure it's completed safely as well.
Yeah.
So on the perfect tackle, it was a good wrap-up tackle, but it didn't end safely because his head got driven into the ground, he got knocked out. And so it's really the responsibility of the tackler to make sure it finishes safely and doesn't harm the player. So as far as coaching goes, the technique would still be the same, but I would be teaching them that it's their responsibility to make sure they finish the tackle in a safe manner. I don't think it was a perfect tackle. I think the review on it was correct.
At the end of the day, AFL will always be a contact sport. It is just how we play it that will change. If we have to be stricter on tackling practices and hold more players accountable, then we are respecting the health of hundreds of players over our entertainment for 26 weeks a year.